Union City, though, is not audited by the comptroller's office.
Right.
So,
what about Wakely County?
I don't know about Wakely County because they have centralized purchasing. I mean, we have opinions on this, and we have the law that's passed down on to us because the ATA audits the school books, and you can't do it. It's when a teacher puts that out for their classroom, that is considered fundraising, even though they're asking for materials. And all we were saying is you can't be doing that. What you have to do is you go through the schools. They were doing Amazon lists and everything, and the school has an Amazon account. So the principal can approve fundraisers because that's a law about fundraisers to start with. The teacher cannot fundraise for their own classroom. SSOs can fundraise if they're an approved SSO. But teachers can, that is because even if it's materials and it's not money, it's still fundraising for their class. So all they have to do, and this was sent out in an email to the schools, to the listserv and everything, and Mr. Watkins told them, all you can contact the bookkeepers. All the bookkeepers have an Amazon account. And all they have to do is fill out a fundraiser request. The principal goes out there, and the principal on behalf of the school can put the list out there. But not the teachers doing individual accounts on their own, because it is considered a fundraiser, and that's not approved.